It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yeah, thank you for joining me on another edition of Mind Your Business, broadcasting throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area, and that's not a mistake. You hear some guitar playing in the background, rhythm, this is not FM, this is AM. It's the week before Purim, we're going to have a good time and give you an incredible experience. Yes, you're going to learn a thing or two about marketing, but yeah, with a little bit of music, yeah. And of course, we come to you throughout the world in the powerful iHeart Radio Network. And of course, we just got the Nielsen ratings. How amazing is it to come in again in the top 10 in New York AM radio? Nielsen ratings, top 10 in New York AM radio. We thank you, the listenership, who have come to expect great business content. I get stopped all over. Got stopped on the highway the other day. Not by a cop, thank God. But at the rest stop, they came over to me, say, hey, you know, we listen to you every week. I said, thank you. Emails, WhatsApps, phone calls, in the bagel store. Thank you. We appreciate that. Some of the previous guests that we've had on our show, Steven Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO, chief marketing officer. I'm getting excited about the show. I can't lose track over here. Dick Schultz of Best Buy and so many other great guests. They're all available at MYBRadio.com, MYBRadio.com. I know you're wondering, like, why am I interrupting this great guitarist? One of the greatest guitarists around. Besides, a great guy, too. But I just want to make sure to thank our amazing team at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Sruli, Michal, Betzalel, Brocha, Michael, Miriam, thank you. And to the great team at 710 WOR. Got to be a mensch here, right? Darren and Robert. Zeb Brenner, special thank you. He precedes me here on 710 WOR. And, of course, we're on the Lakewood Scoop. Our business class clips are featured there every single day. We're on Nucky Radio. We have columns in the Jewish Home, which is based on a print summary of the interviews that we have here. Business class. We're on Spotify. By the way, on our website, mybradio.com. That's where you can access every past show. And the video episodes, which tonight shows. Oh, man, it's going to be a great video episode. On YouTube, we're at 710 WR Mind Your Business. On YouTube, 710 WR Mind Your Business. And when you subscribe, you're automatically notified when we go live. Anyway, without further ado, what in the world is going on here? It's Ari Boyanju of Blue Melody Group. Blue Melody established 8 years ago in 2014, where Ari is the founder and the musical director. They have seven musicians and a production crew of four. They do an average of, 90 performances a year. Ari Boyanju, it's just so incredible to have you here in studio. Welcome to Mind Your Business on 710 WOR.
Yitzhak, thank you so much for having me. Thank you even more so to this unbelievable crew. It's been from day one, from start to finish. It's been a pleasure to have your friendship over the years, and certainly a pleasure, just as importantly, to have your guidance over the years.
Thank you. I got to tell you, we go back over two decades.
Pretty amazing.
When I had the opportunity, of course, we got to give a shout out here to Nachum Siegel.
Nachum.
Big Nachum. Nachum, I had the honor and the privilege to sit in for Nachum many times over the years, especially in the early 01, 02, 03. That's when you came out, your first album.
First album came out, that's right.
First album. And we hit it off. Of course, we're not neighbors technically, right, but we're in the same area in Flatbush. And we've, been buddies ever since.
100%.
So now, let's talk about Blue Melody Group. When I go to a chasana, we see you there. It's just incredible. You just wink at each other, like, all right, and you hit some extra chords, and you just have, listen, when you see that there are dozens of people standing there with their cell phones and they're videoing, the guy's a star.
You're doing something right.
All right, so let's talk about, down memory lane, your backstory. First, when you even... you saw that God gave you a talent, guitar. You fell in love with it. And then through Blue Melody, walk us through that. Because there are people out there, at the end of the day, right, God gives everyone their unique skills, their unique talents. They got to be comfortable in their skin.
100%.
Maybe you could just talk about that and then to the point where you founded Blue Melody.
I think that not only is it important to be comfortable in your own skin, I think that specific skill set of what God gives a person, gives everybody, is very much indicative of what their potential is and what they could become, what should they be doing with their time. And that certainly translates into business. I played music from a very young age. My parents gave me guitar lessons, piano lessons from age 10. I had a cool older
cousin.
And
they encouraged it.
They encouraged it, sure. Now, things weren't that exciting when I had a cooler older cousin that played guitar, and I told him I wanted to ditch piano and switch to guitar because it was so much cooler. But they understood, and they saw me practicing, and the noises from the basement slowly evolved into what people could start discerning into music. And music was clearly a large part of my life and my upbringing and my joy for many, many years, and I have my parents to thank for that. And as time went on, I even began playing professionally in high school. And I quickly saw the potential to older mentors of mine. Mike and Ellie back in the day from Neshama took me in and really gave me a chance to shine. I worked for them. What ended up being a very long relationship, a beautiful, long, fruitful relationship. And I have a lot of gratitude for that. But slowly that became an evolution from music as a hobby into something that I could quickly monetize, that people could come to me and I could provide for customers, provide for clients, make people happy.
So now let's fast forward. So when you did your album, that was in the Neshama back in 2002, 2003.
Back in 2002, 2003, I was very much involved with other orchestra, and I had a few other musical projects on the side. What did happen though over the course of several years or a couple of years, as you know, as my family grew and as our needs evolved, and as you know, as life kind of went on,
yeah,
is there was an urge in the back of my mind. Something was pushing me to say it's time to create something bigger. It's time to create something on your own, and it's time to create something bigger. Something that I could brand as exciting. Something I could brand as super professional, super exciting. And even though obviously people make events, there are vendors that they need to hire.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to be a vendor people need to hire. I want to be a vendor people want to hire. I want people to be excited about you being there. And that was the story. And that ultimately led to me. And at the time, I had a co-founder that created Blue Melody up to 2014. Something with incredible branding, something with a professional feel,
mm-hmm.
professional look, sounds and names that excited everybody. And that was the goal.
Is there a backstory to the name Blue Melody?
Not much.
Okay. Hey, by the way, that's a fair answer.
The color of blue. Blue. I felt we did some studying, and we saw that when it came to colors, blue elicited a coolness, a calmness, a kind of feeling of everything's at ease, everything's under control, and you're putting your trust in the right people.
Now, when you say okay, that is true.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when anyone that has seen Ira behind you on stage, when you get unplugged and you get loose with your electric guitar, eh?
People don't want me to be calm on stage.
That's right.
They just want me to. They want to be calm,
like
knowing
playing,
that I'm on stage.
Well
that's,
said.
That's the
well
way
said.
It.
But they don't want you playing a Beethoven piece.
Absolutely.
You
know? I mean, occasionally
I'm
there
sure
are people.
Sure, you could,
that ask, but that's in our wheelhouse as well. But the goal is to make them calm, cool, and put their utter confidence in us, and at the same time, just give the crowd an amazing party.
Now, I know this is a side point because this is not directly related to music, but to the experience. You touched on it about branding. When you set up, you also have blue lights and you have the lighting. It's like incredible just to see it, even though you're there for sound. So I guess my question is, you've done the studies. How important in your mind did you realize it at the time when you were being advised on this matter that the sound is of course paramount, and if you're speaking, your speaker system and all the sound system has to be perfect.
100% sound production.
But the lighting, the logo, the other aspects are also key to the entire experience.
The branding is super important. Number one, it needs you need to be identifiable. Number two, you need to be unique. Mm-hmm. Number three, the brand does carry with it a certain name, a certain confidence that gets people excited. There's an approval. Oh, you got blue? Oh, that's amazing. That's fantastic. So a lot goes with that, and a lot goes into the look also to make sure that that the look is up to par, the look is unique, the look is fresh, the look is exciting. We're constantly looking for ways to evolve, you know, even the look itself. And it's interesting, you know, there's a saying in the music industry that customers hear with their eyes. And what that really means on a deeper level is that so much of art in general, but the music industry included, is perception. And how do we perceive? How do you perceive music? Do we perceive it as soft? Do you perceive it as enjoyable? Do you perceive it as boring? Do you perceive it as too loud? You know, and all of our perceptions are tied together. When all of our perceptions, our memories, our thoughts, our senses are tied together, and sight is super important. As well, as silly as it sounds, sight is super important in its relation to how music is perceived. And music perceived well means happy customers.
Absolutely. And later we're going to talk about word of mouth referrals, which of course is so key. At the same time, marketing drives that naturally. When someone sees an ad or they see a social media post and they're like, hey, you know, I'm thinking about Ari. I'm thinking about Blue. Oh, and then so each, you know, everything drives. But before we get there, you had touched on it before about that you started with a co-founder.
Right.
And then a couple of years ago, you went on your own.
Right.
Perhaps you could even give some, I'm not looking to get into anything that's confidential, but just some advice, direction that you've learned, unfortunately, maybe the hard way, some recommendations on when people potentially should have a partnership or when it pays to go it alone.
That's a wonderful question. And that's actually a question that it took me a little bit of my path to understand, you know, the answer to that question. Obviously, the goal of having, you know, the plus of having another input, another set of ideas, you know, another set of plans, another viewpoint, right, can expand any topic, certainly a business's capabilities. But I think this is a good time for me to mention that my father and my father-in-law, who were both accomplished businessmen, very accomplished businessmen, and tremendous guides in general, mm-hmm. but my father was always very, very careful to impress upon me that you are your own asset. And as important as are the benefits, as tremendous as the benefits are of having business with a partner and bringing in all, you know, the extra leads and ideas that a partner might bring in, and those are super, super important, one has to come to the realization in my humble opinion, in order to successfully, you know, run an institution or run a business or run an organization, that you are your own best asset. And this is something my father would impress upon me all the time. It's about you. Stop thinking that it's got to be based on somebody else or something else, or it's contingent on something. You have the dream. You have the vision. You're the one that's going to make it happen. It's tremendously useful for me.
Such a tremendous point.
Yeah.
Let's go back to lead generation.
Let's go
now,
for
of course,
it.
Word of mouth. I mean, the best ad is you're up there, you're performing. Say on an average night, there's 300 to 500 people that are watching you.
Right.
Right. So that's the best ad. You're 100%. There out in the open. They're like, this guy is great. Now, by the way, he is. But the fact is that is fantastic. Any other tips or ideas that from your experience in terms of marketing or scaling a business?
So as far as service and servicing clients, I find that word of mouth and name, the branding within community, are super, super powerful. Now, we are part of the Orthodox community is a tight-knit community, and that comes with maybe many in some cases challenges, but in the business case, it comes with a lot of perks. And word of mouth is a very strong power, is a very strong force in lead generation. Either if somebody saw you at the wedding, or a wedding is an experience that people want to make sure they're doing things well, and they ask each other, oh, you just made a wedding. Who did you use for this? How did you do this? What were your thoughts about that? So I cannot understate how important the direct word of mouth is. And that's even without seeing you at the wedding the night before. People go into a wedding or people, you know, take a chance on any business. They want to go into a wedding. They want to go into a wedding with people that they trust. You go into construction, you want a contractor you trust. It's a process. It's an expensive, lengthy process. And you want to make sure that you trust the person you're going into that, you know, into that experience with. So ultimately, that's one idea. The other business tool or pinnacle, you know, of my tools, I would say, is the ultimate founding of the relationships. To me, I'd like to think that my business functions on relationships. Now, those relationships begin, they begin from word of mouth, and it evolves into trust, and that trust spreads to somebody else. And from that trust that someone puts in me, my goal, not my hope, my goal is that the relationship should evolve. And from that relationship comes business. And can't ask for a better lead generator than relationships. That's certainly the way I'm functioning on a on a smaller scale. On a global scale, we could start to talk about networking through social media and putting things out there and all the wonderful tools that we have to get our name out, our product out, and our music out, and you know, hopefully in a future question.
And that's before we get to, before we go to commercial break, retention is such a big key in any business. And I would imagine in yours, is it fair to say that there have been some families that have come to you for 2, 3, 4
I'm up to 5
5
Yeah, thank God.
5 of their children, they kept them coming back and back and back and back.
Yes, it's an amazing thing. And that's really what the relationship is. I mean, not only is it obviously a beautiful boon for me, a gift or a gift for the band when we have, you know, repeat customers, which a large chunk of our clientele is, thank God. It's a gift for the customer. It's a gift for the client also. The first wedding, they weren't sure, do I take a chance at them? And after they have this amazing experience and a relationship post-experience to boot, what was by the first wedding hours of discussion and lengthy debate that I'm not sure, by the second one it becomes 2 or 3 phone calls, and 5 minutes later, okay, honey, I took care of the music, it's a done deal. So it makes everyone's lives easier.
You know, just before we go to a break, another key question that's just, I mean, we know it from also being in the creative space, and this is a delicate one. You know, there's some people you meet with and they want to have tight control and play this song and make sure to stop after 31 and a half seconds and all that. How much better do creative people, musicians, etc., perform when the client says, "You're amazing at what you do. Here are some, you know, some aspects that I would like to factor in, but do your thing." That's class A. Class B is make sure that, you know, after 22 seconds, stop, and then I want you to turn it. Yeah. How much smoother can a band, can a musician, can a talent, can a person of talent let themselves do their thing when the clients let them do
what
it?
What a fabulous question. So the answer is, you use the keyword smoother, about 3,000% smoother. When the client is able to just put his trust in the artist that he hired and said, "You guys are great. We know you're great. Now show us why you're great and do your thing." That's when that takes away any doubts. You know, it takes away any questions when you can just get on stage and do what you've been known to do and continue to do. We trailblaze too as well, obviously, but when we can be ourselves. On the flip side, I will tell you that that is the art side of the coin. As far as the customer satisfaction side of the coin, our job is to make the customer happy. And if the customer wants to give me, you know, an absurd request list and a bunch of things I have to figure out and a song that was done, you know, at a Camp Color War in 1972, then yeah, it's something that I'm going to have to hunt down.
Not on YouTube.
Exactly. And it's and it's out of my wheelhouse, but we have to work on it. But when we deliver that for the client, there's a special level of service and customer satisfaction when you can do that crazy stuff for the client as well. So there's pluses. In the business world, there's pluses to both sides of the coin. In the musical production artistry, you definitely want to let the artist be the artist.
Amazing.
That's for sure.
Ari, before we go to commercial break, what are the best ways for people to... I mean, again, most of the audience here probably have seen Ari on stage. But for those that are living under a rock... Or the, how could they find that more?
Well, first of all, like you said, you come to a wedding, introduce yourself, say hello. That's first of all. Second of all, we have a very strong presence on Instagram. You can follow us constantly with stories and posts. And we have a beautiful YouTube channel with more than 50 videos demonstrating a wide array of musical services and musical genres that we can bring to your simcha, bring to your party.
Blue Melody Group.
Blue Melody Group on Instagram and the Blue Melody Group channel on YouTube. Easy enough.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Eli Manning, former New York Giants quarterback.
Leading a team, you learn pretty fast. You're only as good as the people who have your back. Lately, my goals are more focused on business, and having Investors Bank as my banking partner feels the same way. They have my back too. They're there for me with the resources and online tools I need for whatever success lies ahead. For what I do now and what I'll do next, I count on Investors Bank.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
All right, we're back. Yitzhak Saftless here on the Mind Your Business Show, together with Ari Boyanju. Blue Melody Group.
Yeah.
No stranger here to the entire community. Ari, you've been... Yep. We're trying to record a show.
I apologize.
This is
I'm sorry,
AM.
I'm
this is
sorry.
Not FM.
You know what? My hands grabbed the guitar. There's a guitar in the room.
Great. Australia's great there. Thank you,
Australia. Look at that service.
Full service here. Full service. There you
the
go.
Music service.
Those that are
going to
watch
also.
Us on YouTube will enjoy this. Ari, how many performances, again, Blender, have you been at? Has it over 1,000? Over 2,000?
Well over 2,000.
Well over 2,000.
Yeah, I've got to make a cheshbon, make a calculation, figure about 20, 25 years. You're looking at 2,200, 2,300, something like that.
Now, I know I'm putting on the spot here, but maybe you could share some great takeaway from either one of the largest experiences or maybe even a challenging situation. I don't know. You had an event. The power went out. I don't know. So maybe you could share some. Because remember, in the world of business,
right,
there's unfortunately surprises all the time. We pray that there shouldn't be any unfortunate
You want things
surprises.
To go smooth.
You want things to go smooth. But perhaps you could share some. I don't want to say war stories, but, right, you know, real life stories.
From the largest performance I've ever done, that's an easy one. I was at one of the Hask shows, Hask 17. Okay. That was in the theater at Madison Square Garden, 7,000 people, something like that. So that was pretty amazing to be able to produce. I mean, I was backing up Chaim David at the time, a huge, beautiful singer. And to be able to produce music from your mind and from your heart and make 7,000 people even more move. I'm trying to think, maybe there were larger venues, but right now that's the one that comes to mind. Is an incredible gift, that feeling of connecting with an audience in such a large scale on such an intense emotional level, because music is all emotion. Music's all about conveying emotion, connecting to your listeners through emotion. So that was probably the most powerful experience. And as far as a lesson from the struggles, from the challenge, I mean, we just had this thing called, I mean, didn't just have, we're hopefully, you know, putting the finishing touches on this thing called COVID. And COVID brought with itself, that's the first thing that comes to mind, a whole slew of challenges, whether it be government lockdowns and flexibility, and all of a sudden we're performing outside in tents, and how are you going to cover this, and what happens with the heat, and what happens if it rains, and this guy can't come now because he's sick, and this gets repaired, and, you know, on Sunday you get a phone call for a wedding Monday night, you know, and game time decisions and things like that, and it was utter chaos to the workflow. But you get stronger because of it. I mean, I remember I told, I sat my band down as soon as we were at performances, we're starting again. And I said, our band will live and die based on taking care of our customers now. Because if we can jump through all these hoops and we can make this happen and we can take care of our customers in their emergency COVID situations, you've got them for life. You've got them for life. And thank God that has paid tremendous dividends for the orchestra.
Now, I know maybe putting you on the spot here, so sorry. Could you share even some maybe comments, a phone call, a letter, someone coming over to you at the stage that like you made their day? They were. Oh, you have something. You have something in your pocket.
I try to save it.
All right, save some recommendations. Great feedback that came because you're there on the stage. You prepared. You have to make your client happy.
Right.
But then. There are people that come over, and that just goes right to the heart.
The next day, I have a list. I mean, we have it. I have it saved on a chat with me and my sales manager, and you know, to get a message the next day, something along the lines of, you know, hi, Ari, the band was incredible Sunday night. Thank you so much. I loved every minute of it. The choice of songs, how you worked with the choir was incredible. Boy, it was gorgeous. And the more they speak about, it's interesting, we spoke about the details before, the more that the client emphasizes the details pre-wedding, the happier the customer is the day afterwards when they're calling. Oh, and you even got that thing and you nailed the details. Hearing that the attention to detail was noted and appreciated and enjoyed, that makes the whole operation that much deeper and happier and enjoyable.
Amazing. Let's get to some business aspects of this.
Let's do
it. Okay. You're known as a production band. Can you explain what that is?
Absolutely. A production band means that the band that appears at your party, the band that you're hiring, is the same group, the same crew of people. We don't put out multiple bands, my particular group. It's me. If I'm not there, the only night in the last 7 years that Blue Melody performed without me was my daughter's wedding. That was it. For that, I made an exception.
Hey,
if I'm not there, Blue's not there, and it's the same group of guys. Now, why is that so important? It's important for a few reasons. Number one, when it's the same crew together, they really become seasoned and locked into each other musically. Then obviously, every workforce, you want to be as consistent as possible, because you bring in a new employee, then you know the works get gummed up and you got to train a new guy and there's 2 weeks off. On a musical level, that's even more so. On a musical level, you want that bond, and that bond is the connection to the people. And when it's the same people, the bond grows and grows. And the more the bond grows, the better the band sounds. In addition, production means that we come with a production company, that it's our in-house production company, my sound company, my engineer, our equipment. Everything is super locked in. There's no variables. There's no what's the gear going to look like tonight. And a third tremendous advantage is that our music is arranged. Arranged meaning there's a set way that we play certain songs. And obviously, there's a little bit of flexibility, but an arranged performance is a concert-style performance that people want to pay good money to hear, and not, you know, a hop-lop kind of winging it jam band thing that differentiates us from the pack.
The fact that it's the same team, you know, by the way, you play outside the New York area?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that means you fly out?
We fly out the whole crew. Sometimes it's a little bit more of the basic crew, but it's not individuals. The whole crew has to come in, and our sound engineer has to come with us also, because we know what we need to get our sound in Chicago, in L.A., in
gotcha.
Florida.
So heavy equipment you might get locally.
Exactly.
But the people that control it, the people manning the boards, and it, the ones that work together every single
they know us
event.
They know what I need, they know what my drummer needs. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Now, Ari, on your team, right, you have someone who deals with coordination and sales. Is that you? Is that someone else?
No, it's an assistant. I mean, obviously, I will also deal on sales, but I do have one full-time assistant whose two titles are sales prep and sales prep and management, and music prep, meaning he will call the clients and organize the request lists with the clients, the details, what time is the wedding starting, what does the procession look like, what kind of music would you like, and things like that. But then the music production comes back to me, and everything else comes back to me.
So now I'm going to put you on the spot here again. Okay. I understand you teach in the morning, all right, and Baruch Hashem, blessed with a large mishpacha, large family, and you run Blue Melody, and you play in the evenings.
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's something called a clock. Do I have to introduce you? There's only 24 hours on it, Ari, all right?
Oh boy, do I know.
Thank God for Shabbos. We know that. Thank God for Shabbos.
Thank God.
But do you ever get some sleep? How do you make this work?
So God gave us this wonderful gift called coffee. That's first of all. It's a tremendous gift. Tremendous gift from heaven. There's a lot. There's a lot of struggle in my life. I think it's true by everybody, but maybe by me it's a little more pronounced.
Okay.
That goes into the balance of life. Where are your boundaries? Where do you understand I can't work anymore? I can't go more than X amount of days without getting a good night's sleep. If I wake up in the morning and I have no voice, I won't be able to teach. If I won't be able to teach, I won't be able to function. Then that creates its own problems. And it's a tremendous, tremendous challenge that I am going through. That challenge is constantly evolving because business needs are constantly evolving. I am probably, certainly in this industry, I think I'm the only orchestra, you know, owner that is not full, that does music as a, that does not have music as his only occupation. I think every business is a 24-hour job. It doesn't matter what hours you give it. You need to constantly be aware, and new things pop up, situations pop up, challenges, ideas pop up. And to balance it with the hours is a tremendous, tremendous challenge. But you need to know physically and mentally what you're capable of. You need X amount of sleep. You need exercise. Can't eat bad. You got to eat right. It's certainly, certainly important. I will say that with this challenge of juggling you know, my teaching job, and juggling the orchestra and juggling the business and juggling family, something that I do learn is that you're able to take the aspects of one part of your life and apply them to the other in meaningful ways. How you deal with your students, with your students or your, you know, the principal, or how you deal with your wife and kids, that should carry to an extent to how you talk to clients. I mean, human beings are all human beings, you know, and there's a lot to learn from one industry into the other. For business, certain things matter, certain things don't. So don't harp on that when you're talking to your wife and kids, when you're talking to family. Know what really matters and know what doesn't matter. That's one gift. Another answer, if I may suggest it, is you really need to know what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And that has to do with delegation in general. I mean, while I have a hand in every part of the business, I know that, for instance, for me to sit down and arrange a piece of music, while I know how to do it and I have the tools to do it, if there's a certain piece of music that'll take me, let's say, 3 hours to arrange, but I know that I can outsource that to a particular sub that can do it for a minimal fee in 20, you know, in 20 minutes, it's a waste of my time and a waste of my money to sit there and try to do it myself. So knowing your strengths and what you can do well and fast, and knowing what you need to delegate, is super important, probably to every businessman.
We knew we would get business tips as well. This one is a fantastic tip, because so often people just can't let go.
Right.
They're like, I got to do it. I got to do it myself. No one's going to do it as good as me.
Exactly.
But hey, guess what? You know, right? If you need to send a package to Boston, you're going to hire UPS.
You're not
going to
get in the
FedEx.
Car.
You're not going to get in the car and drive the package to Boston.
Exactly.
If you do that, you're out of your mind. I'm
exactly.
Sorry.
It's not only that. You can't make any more money.
That's right. You can't produce. That's right.
You're too busy bogged down.
Before we go to commercial break, Ari, how could people learn more and get in touch with you?
Like I said, Yitzhak, first of all, come say hello if you see me at a wedding. That's the most important. Second important, check us out on Instagram, our stories and our posts. Blue Melody Group is our tag. And third, we have a beautiful channel with 50-plus videos on YouTube. Check us out there.
We're speaking with Ari Boyanju, founder and musical director of Blue Melody Group. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Yes, this is one exciting show. We're here with Ari Boyanju, founder and musical director at Blue Melody Group. Yes, you've probably seen him on stage, or you've heard him. That's for sure. But how many have heard business advice from Ari? Not that many. That's why we get crazy guests.
Oh, that's about to change.
We get amazing guests. That's about to change. That's correct. With, as Country Ussie would say, 50,000 Hamishes. A shout out to Country Ussie. We had
shout
him on last
Ussie.
Other, and also that show and that YouTube clip. By the way, all the shows, practically all the shows that we have videoed are up on our YouTube channel. There are hundreds of YouTubes, some of them that are actually reaching nearly 20,000 views.
Nicole,
maybe
amazing.
Some of them broke 20,000 already. We're at, and when you subscribe to the channel, you are automatically notified when the show goes live on YouTube. On YouTube, we're at 710WOR, Mind Your Business, 710WOR, Mind Your Business. Ari Boyanju, thank you for joining me here on 710WOR, The Voice of New York.
It has been a pleasure.
By the way, we should play a little Mazel Tov, maybe in the next segment. WOR just celebrated their 100th anniversary.
Wow.
Centennial. 100. They were the first radio station in New York. How do you like that?
That's insane.
Yeah, they just celebrated, I think, this past February.
Amazing,
a couple weeks ago. So maybe a little Mazel Tov soon. Yeah,
Mazel
I think they deserve it. 710.
The first century of many.
That's it.
Hundreds and hundreds of years
Amen.
To come.
Amen.
Amen.
May Mashiach come very soon.
Amen to that.
That's right. They'll announce it on 710 WOR.
There you go. That's why it was created.
That's
right?
That is true. Okay, you touched on it earlier, and this is such great a direction for people in business in general, and that is, unfortunately, I mean, it's just the way it is, sometimes there are challenges that are thrown in the way of a business, be it staffing challenges, equipment, technology, you go down the list. The pandemic certainly threw music completely on your back, I would imagine, because you are all about in-person events.
You got it.
You're not just about, all right, you go play on Zoom. Give
right.
me a break.
You could only the live stream Jewish music industry was certainly born out of the pandemic, that's for sure, but it came with a ton of challenges.
So perhaps you could talk about that and some of the ways that you successfully pivoted during that time and as you rebuilt and come back to your complete strength these days.
Okay, that was
it's loaded.
It's a loaded question. There's only how much time left to the show?
But I know I can ask.
Let's go. Let's we can try to do a brief summary.
Yes.
On a business level, you know, the entertainment or the live performance industry was basically thrown under the bus by COVID. And what that means is dozens, if not hundreds, based on your market, of clients are canceling events, asking for the deposits back, trying to figure out together with you what the future is going to hold for you and what the future is going to hold for your crew, for your team, you know, for your band, for your employees. And all those questions went completely unanswered for many, many months. Everyone just kind of sat around and waited for the world to kind of, you know, show us the way. And it didn't, it came slow, but it did not come right away. And the difficulties were compounded by the fact that once the world was allowed to open up, the rules kept changing. The business rules kept changing. You walk out on one day and things are one way and this is what's allowed and you can go with a mask. And the next day, masks don't mean anything, but you have to make sure the crew is vaccinated. And the next day, the sky is purple. And when the variables keep changing, your home base to work off of, it's quicksand. And being able to think on your feet, being able to be flexible was super, super important. What I did say to my employees at the beginning of the COVID season was that the success of this business is going to be predicated on how well we take care of our customers. Because if we can lock in with them early and take care of their needs, no matter how crazy it might be, maybe the wedding's going to take place in a living room. Maybe the wedding's going to take place in Utah. We have no idea what it's going to be. But if we can accommodate them and we can jump through hoops to make them happy, they will carry that with them towards all their future parties, and that'll reflect in beautiful business relationships for us. So that was certainly a large part of how to grow. Another important aspect was holding on to your crew, holding on to your employees, which included doing whatever was necessary to try to find them, you know, other income streams. At the beginning, when the pandemic first hit, Blue Melody offered Zoom lessons with all the guys in the band, the drummer, the guitar, the drummer, the piano player, the bass player, with, you know, if anybody had it, and all of them were able to capitalize on that. And it lasted for a little bit, but there was a nice side income stream that we were able to generate. When I had the opportunity, in addition, to give my guys bonuses or a little bit more to keep them going, just whatever it took to keep them on board, to have that bigger picture in mind, to know that yes, with God's help, this will be over, this will pass, and the world will, you know, wake up again, and to kind of pull through and take care of your musicians' needs or your employees' needs through those tough times. I cannot tell you how much that has paid dividends. I cannot tell you how much that pays itself back.
And you know, it's special. You touched on this earlier, the fact that the crew that shows up is the same crew that came, that played the night before and the night before that, and they practice. They just, I would imagine that's like, there's just like an intuition. I think that's the word I'm looking for.
Absolutely.
An intuition that when the drummer, the guitarist, that's you, Ari, but the bass player and the guitarist and the keyboard player, they just know what the other person on the team is thinking.
Absolutely.
Before they do it.
Absolutely. They know how the other people play. We all know what to expect from everybody else. And in general, a musician wants to have, you know, you want a musician to have good ears, as they say, that he's aware of what the other musicians are putting out, you know, on the spot and on the basis. But the more you know your fellow musicians, the more you can plug in and play in a way that's going to bring the whole orchestra together instead of just, you know, your own selfish, I guess, ideas. And that's what makes beautiful music.
Now, marketing in the age of social media has changed for many types of companies, especially B2C, which you are, your business to consumer, yeah. Direct. Talk about that. Awesome. Now, of course, any person that whips out their phone and then takes a selfie and they put it up on Instagram and they spread it through WhatsApp,
right.
That also helps spread it, of course. But what are some of the other tricks that you could share? I don't want to give away
there's no secrets
yet, but that you could share in the age of social media
100%.
That people could learn from.
Social media became, for the music industry at large, and probably every industry, but certainly for the music industry, for the entertainment industry, social media became a tremendous advertising gift. It has its share of challenges in every other department in life, but in the advertising world, what an incredibly powerful tool. What first shot up as the biggest strength was YouTube videos, and YouTube videos were a beautiful calling card and an opportunity for someone to learn more about the product other than being there on stage. Well, what else is the product capable of? Or can I see more examples of what the band, of what the band is looking like? What about the band in this setting? Can we do this? What type of music can you have? And so it's a beautiful, beautiful demonstration. However, as time went on, as time goes on, I think that a lot of consumers realize that a planned, produced, executed YouTube video, while it can be very powerful, mm-hmm. is also a demonstrative commercial. And maybe I'm not getting a real time representation of what's happening at the wedding, what's happening at the event, what are you really bringing to people? And that's where Instagram really came in. And Instagram, both through the posts and stories, the stories let you follow the trail of the activity. They let you see what's really happening night after night. And that comes from our phones. We take video, guests take video, singers take video. A guest takes a video, sends me the next day. If the audio is, if he captured it properly, that's going to go up. That's going to go up, in our stories the next day. What's nice about this, about the Instagram stories is that it's not always necessarily a statement. There's kind of a human side to it also. You can learn more about, what makes the musicians tick. You could see the live, interaction, and you can get personal with the musicians that way, or with any of the entertainers. Getting personal, I feel, also is a tremendous business tool, at least, whatever business tools I have, I'm trying to
All
share.
Right. Right.
And I think sharing the human side, sharing the personal side, and helps to forge the relationship, because your client wants to know that you're listening to them and you understand them. And a consumer, like I said, wants to know you're listening, you understand them, and you can give them what they want. They want to get a grasp on you. They don't want an enigma. They want something that they can understand, like I said before. And the more you can present the human side, in addition, obviously, the package, the product has to be amazing. But when the product is being given or presented or handed to you by someone, or someone that you trust, someone that you like, you get along with, and social media plays a large role in that also. There's challenges with social media as well. You can manipulate social media, and something can rub someone the wrong way. The painting in the museum doesn't get to choose who sees it.
Right.
Right. And not everyone has the same opinions, but you don't not put anything out for that. If that would be the attitude, no one would ever write a book, no one would ever make an album, no one would ever sing a song.
Yeah. Ari Boyanju, founder and musical director of Blue Melody Group. Ari, how could people see your amazing work online?
That social media we just spoke about, that's what you want to hit up. If you want to try us on Instagram, Blue Melody Group on Instagram, or check us out on YouTube, 50-plus YouTube produced videos.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
We're back. Mazel Tov. 710 WOR, centennial anniversary. Ari, take it away.
Simon time, mazel time, mazel time, simon time. Yeah, I know the call you strong well. Simon time, mazel time, mazel time, simon time. Yeah, I know the call you strong well. Ah, la 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 la, ah, la 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 la, ma la 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 la. Oh, yeah, yeah, la 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 la. Ah, la 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 la.
People look forward to great shows here. Shkoyach, Ari. Ari Boyanju. Founder and musical director of Blue Melody Group. We're having a good time here in tonight's show. And that goes out to, of course, everyone here that's making a simcha. And to 710 WOR, Mazel Tov, centennial anniversary. That is certainly one big milestone. Ari, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I wish we had a lot more time. You're probably going heading to a job tonight, so I know we got to get you out of here soon. Well, actually, again, this is pre-recorded. It was pre-recorded because Ari is probably there's no way I'm getting here on a Sunday night. That's
you got
sure.
that right. In fact, I'm exactly. I should give my Sunday client the heads up. No. I'm not running between sets and filming a radio show. In case you're
Can
wondering,
you
this is pre-recorded,
right? You know, cute tans on tuchas.
I think we're holding by three or four at this point. Two, I could do.
You know, here's a bit of a delicate question, which I feel comfortable asking you, but you work because especially you said you work with the same team and you've been working with them for months on end, some with years on end. Ogilvy,
yeah.
Right, the famous ad, you know, Ogilvy. I mean, you know, he's a famous advertising guy. He wrote in his book that to run an ad agency, you have to be a psychologist.
Wow.
And of course, what he meant by that is when you deal with creatives, you know, the creatives can sometimes be a little challenging emotionally, etc. Am I putting you on the spot? How do you deal with that at Blue Melody?
I have to be honest. I'm kind of cheating my way out of that question.
Ah!
Because I've got a really, really amazing crew of guys.
Blessed.
I really am. It's a tremendous blessing. Every guy in the group, including the sound crew. I mean, I think to be a human being and deal with another human being, you have to be a psychologist. But
true.
It happens to be I've got a crew full of guys, and maybe, you know, I mean, not maybe. This is definitely a large aspect of the success of the group, that everyone is so happy to be there, and everyone is so clear on what the larger goal is, and everybody wants to play their part, and they want to make that music, and they want to make this magic happen. And while I certainly can't give any psychological advice,
okay.
You know, how to deal with challenging employees, I don't know if that's my strong suit or not, I certainly can tell you that if you can construct the model or construct the business in a way mm-hmm. that the psychology and the mentality and the mindset is a healthy, happy, enjoyable one, then there is no doubt in my mind you're going to build a better business. It can't not be that way. Who doesn't want people that want to be there? Who wants people that are just clocking hours and leaving or harboring issues and resentments? And when issues do come up, I think they also have to know that you as the owner or the boss, you know, are as present and receptive as possible, that
Great
you're accessible.
Points. Great
you know?
Point.
And there's an issue, discuss the issue and anything that they need, you know, whatever you can do within reason. If you can't do something, you can't get totally bummed out about it, but you have to try to jump through with the, you know, whatever hoops you can to make them happy.
And you can't just say, you can't just assume that it will just go away or try to sweep it under the carpet.
You can't pretend.
Yeah, can't pretend.
I've seen
let's
in the business in the past.
On.
You can't just, oh, this is how the guy is. It's not going to be healthy. It's not going to be healthy. Short term, maybe you can get away with something with a contract, with a job. Long term, I can't. No business can work that way.
Now, here's an interesting question that I always love asking, you know, people of your level of talent. Let's talk about art versus industry.
Wow.
Am I putting you on this? I'm not putting you on the
no,
spot.
No, this is
I
life.
Know I can
this
ask.
Is a question of, I spend my whole day pondering this.
Yeah. So, like, how do you first maybe scope that out, explain what that is, and then how you're able to balance that?
I think the minute that a musician or an artist or a record producer, a film producer, the minute of the day they get offered that first dollar for their services or to share their art with the world, a tremendous dichotomy grows. And that dichotomy is, well, what am I doing this for? What am I getting out of this? And what do I have to do? And or what do I have to do to my art to present it in a way that's going to be able to, you know, give me more money or pay my bills? And it could be that the giving more money or pay my bills might just be for the holistic purpose of continuing the art. It could even be for art's purposes. Which can be completely noble. You know, there's nothing wrong with making a living, and you know, and doing what you love. The question is the product, and the question is how much of myself am I looking to express, and is that how I'm going to market myself? Is that how I'm going to be able to, you know, how I'm gonna be able to monetize talent, or am I going to use it in a way that I'll be able to service people and to bring what they want and make them happy? Now, an artist. You know, the expression starving artist doesn't come from a vacuum. If an artist says, you know, I don't care, I'm going to just do what I want, and I'm going to create what they want, so that won't automatically fail. I mean, there are many beautiful artists in the Jewish music industry also that have just carved their own path instead of going to the same writers and producers and going down the same. People have done their own thing, and they've been wildly successful. And that's a beautiful thing, which means that's probably the greatest gift at all in the music business, to be able to just be you and produce more of you, and that the people want that, and you can monetize that and make a living and, you know, and give of yourself in that beautiful artistic fashion. But for most of us, mm-hmm. most of us, the real world, God didn't want that for us. He wanted us to be caught in this balance of wanting and finding ways to express yourself, and at the same time, being able to, again, to be able to run a successful business, which means making customers happy and giving them what they want. So how do you fuse it? You have to have artistic projects on the side. I'm always playing guitar. I don't know how I have time, but probably more time than I should be. I'm always playing guitar. I'm creating. I'm practicing. I'm working on certain things. Every artist wants to express themselves in creative mm-hmm. ways, mm-hmm. which can mean writing songs. It can also mean your own arrangements. Now, there are moments, let's say, in a wedding or in an event where you have the opportunity to be creative and to be unique. And Blue Melody specifically has a ton of those moments during dinner music, let's say, or downtime, where we can express ourselves and be ourselves and at the same time make an impact. But you have to balance that with the fact that at an Orthodox wedding, if a family or couples or, you know, or guests come to an Orthodox wedding, they're expecting a certain type of music during that dance.
Right.
And if you give them something totally unique, they look at you funny. That's not what I paid for. I didn't expect something crazy and unique. I'm not looking to reinvent the wheel. This is a Jewish party. It's a simcha, and it's got to have certain things. It's got to keep the crowd moving, and it's got to have a certain songs and certain things on the set list are not negotiable. So there's a way to fuse them both together. But what's the recipe? That's a challenge that's constantly eluding me.
Now, before I let you go, connecting with the crowd. Perhaps you could just talk about and part of that question. If I, you know, you've seen certain songs that just become a hit and they fizzle, and some just stick around for years. That's one part of the question.
Right.
The other is, what do you do to really gauge with your eyes and your ears that, like, you really, you know, you're connecting with the crowd?
Oh, so let's
you
answer
just have them.
So let's answer the song. Let's answer the second question first. That one's a lot easier. The answer is, when it comes to upbeat music, if the crowd's moving, you're doing something right.
Okay.
And it's not only, the crowd doesn't just have to move, because people will dance because they're required to dance. You could see the difference. But you see that the crowd's in rhythm. When you're one with the crowd musically, you know that you're doing the right thing. And that can happen whether it's a popular song or it's a new song. That's going to happen if the band is grooving and the music is being, you know, produced properly, and it's going where it needs to go on the dance floor. It's sending that message that makes the guys, you know, they perk up and get up and want to move. That's far and away the most important point. You want to do something poignant by dinner. You want to do something unique by dinner. You want to catch people's attention. First of all, if it's dinner music, you don't want to be too loud. You got to keep the volume down. So it's enjoyable music, that it's there if you want it, but it's also, you know, you can, it's something you can kind of leave in the background as you're talking to your friend by the table as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as how to get, you know, certain songs that make it, certain songs that don't, First of all, it's got to be short and simple as possible. Say probably a rule that relates to most of advertising as well, right?
That's right.
People don't want to hear complex messages. No one wants to be lectured. No one wants to be challenged at a wedding or in music to expand their horizons. You know, maybe occasionally they want to hear something new, but people want short, concise messages that they can take into their own and they can meditate. It's got to be simple. It's got to be musical. It's got to be fun. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be enjoyable. It's got to be enjoyable. Again, there are individual singers and performers that can go out of the box and just create something and shatter all these boundaries and get people's attention. And but those are unique, right, unique situations. That's what I would say.
Ari, before I let you go, perhaps you could share a parting message, a parting thought, just for in any area of life that
any
you wish to
life?
Share. Yeah, you could just go for it. You know, I know. It's a maybe. Just take out the guitar. I don't know.
You know, the most powerful messages that I could share, I think one is what we discussed before, and that is that you really are your most strongest asset. You have to stop waiting for something else or someone else. Just go for it. You have a dream. You have a vision. Go for it. Take it. It doesn't mean automatically it's going to succeed. It doesn't mean that's ultimately meant to be. But the more time you pretend trying to be someone else, the more time you're wasting. You're going to get back to it eventually. It took me 20 years to get back to this message. Just get back to doing what you want to do and presenting the real vision, you know, of yourself. That was one. The other thing is that every day, every minute, success or failure is a learning experience. Success or failure, it doesn't make a difference. You wake up the next day and maybe you scored 5 more clients, maybe you had an amazing event, maybe you didn't have an amazing event. How it doesn't matter whether it worked monetarily to your advantage or not. You wake up tomorrow and tomorrow you are wiser and stronger from everything you went through today.
Ari Boyangiu, founder and musical director of Blue Melody Group. Before I let you go, how can people find that more and just get that glimpse if they're not at the wedding watching you live?
Yitzchak, you can tune into this show. That's number one.
Yes,
continue to tune into this show.
Thank you.
You can get us on Instagram. Tag is Blue Melody Group. And you can get us on the Blue Melody Group channel on YouTube.
Ari Boyangiu, what a treat.
Oh, it was
what
a pleasure.
What a treat.
It was a tremendous pleasure. Long time coming, and I'm so grateful that we can make this happen.
Amazing. Well, we're out of time. This wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. It will be up on YouTube in short order. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.